The following podcast has been rated NSFW 13, not safe for work, PG 13, and contains some offensive language, such as the word skype. 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 Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Cerro Talk.
Are we ready to roll?
Ready?
Yeah.
Comments made on the Cerro Talk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Cerro Tech Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Three, two, one.
Sorry.
Cerro Talk Podcast. I'm Jamie Halls.
I'm Ricky Anker.
I'm Justin Kim.
I'm Michael Loff.
I'm Mike Calvo.
They call me the Beast in the Basement.
I'm Matt Campbell.
You know, one of the New Year's resolutions we all start off with here is not to make silly little comments or make little faux pas and not create any outtakes.
And like most New Year's resolutions, that completely failed to work. And this is the result. Welcome to Cerro Talk Outcast for 2011, featuring the absolute worst of your favorite Cerro Talk personalities, bloopers, outtakes, and stupid things that simply never made it for whatever reason. You'll get a look behind the curtain and see exactly what it takes to make a podcast, or break a podcast, or something like that. So, let's get started. Before we get started, we have to get started. Now, this may seem a little bit obvious, but in some cases, simply getting started isn't quite as easy as it seems.
We're going to have the celebratory Ricky clearing of the throat. It means we're ready to go here.
Okay, I can oblige.
There. Now, all's right with the world.
Now we're good.
I feel much better. Yes.
Podcast 63 in 3, 2, 1. What?
What?
That was my phone.
I just hear this.
Captain Picard saying resistance is futile.
Hold on. Hey, don't start the washer. Thank you. And bury the phone.
Sweet.
Is that a vacuum?
Yeah, that'll... Huh? What, that just in the background? That was a garbage truck.
Oh.
That was a big-ass garbage truck.
Yeah. I don't got none of them till Sunday.
Welcome to Cerro Talk Weekly, Podcast 76 for September 12, 2011. This is Michael Loff.
I'm Ricky Anker.
That works.
And somewhere
cool.
is Joe Steichen. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you just went to the very and beginning. Okay.
Wait. And I'm Joe Steichen. There, done. Sorry. I was making edit notes.
Welcome to Cerro Talk Podcast 78 for September 27, 2011. This is Michael Loff.
I'm Ricky Anger.
And I'm Joe Steinkamp.
You're who?
Say again.
Broke up.
Yeah.
And I'm Joe Steinkamp.
Ah, you hey, broke up again.
Yeah, you did. You're breaking up.
That's on your end.
No, it's not.
It's on...
Say one more
it's
time.
It's on both recorders. Who are you?
Test 1, 2.
You're the, don't say much.
Yeah, don't say much or back off the thing. You're loud. It's just,
okay.
Well, not only are you start. Loud, you're going
to. I have not done anything to my rig. That is
all right, now you're fine.
There, you're fine. You just got to love on it a little less.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it again.
So,
three.
Yeah, let's redo.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Cerro Talk Podcast 78 for September 27, 2011. This is Michael Loff.
I'm Ricky Anger.
And I'm Joe Steinkamp.
I'm ready. Are you guys going to, we're going to go into this first and then you're going to go into the news?
Yeah, it's
the top story.
Okay.
Right. Are you just going to drop out after?
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, if not, I'll comment on all the news and freaking make this thing 10 hours. Are you kidding me?
All right.
You
got to
get my ass out of here.
All right. Well, we'll roll then. In 3.
La, la, la.
Sorry, if you had a Miss Piggy moment. A little Miss Piggy moment.
La, la, la. Kermit.
Okay.
All right. Let's roll, it's folks. Number 79 in 3, 2, 1.
I shall recover here.
I'll be happy when we get through the cold and flu season.
Man, no kidding.
Okay, TAS episode 2, recording in 3, 2.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you happen to be listening to us in the world. Welcome back to episode 2 of That Android Show. I'm JJ Metal, and with me is vlogger extraordinaire. Oh,
hey. Okay, we're getting there. Hate to interrupt, that was a bit loud, Jay.
You know what?
Don't quell his enthusiasm.
Zero Talk 89. Oh, and there's my dog.
That was awesome.
That was, actually.
He starts singing in the classic. The dog's...
I had to go close that door.
And I actually heard him on an episode not too long ago. Just very, very faintly.
Oh, yeah. I forget which episode that was, but yeah, he was. Eddie never barks.
Yeah,
he does makes jingles.
If he's sleeping, he's all going.
Yeah, I love that.
But he never does the really loud. Ruff.
No, he jingles and shakes.
Yeah, he does jingle when he shakes.
He jingles and shakes. So.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, dogs.
Ooh, see, that could have been. That's for Deck the Dogs next year. Sarah Talk 89 in 3, 2.
I have been on a holy grail search for some way to easily read and edit Microsoft Occument offices. Yeah. We had Steve Sozin and Randy Rusnak were guests for the This Month in AT show, and that's Tech Chat 92. We also just did Tech Chat.
And perhaps the biggest news is, yeah, I'm hearing these weird clicks, sounds like a wall clock.
I think it's Eddie licking himself.
All right.
It's just my dog licking his balls. It's okay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm having a beer. Your dog's having fun. Whatever. It's all good on a Friday.
All righty. Oh. I didn't think the rhythm was right, but okay. Good deal. Man, he's got a...
One of us is happy.
Got a power tongue. Okay. Let's do this, ladies and gents.
Mama. He just threw up on the couch.
Okay. I'll have to handle it in a little while. Can you put a towel over it? Okay. Happy day.
You wanted an outtake. There it is.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. Careful what you wish for. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. 3, 2. 3, 2, 1. She's drinking live. We heard it.
Actually, I wasn't. I was swallowing, but I wasn't swallowing any particular thing.
Oh, okay, good. All right. We're going to have outtakes here. I know it.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Now, certainly there are... Oops, should I continue on there or not? I guess I won't.
No, go for it. You're good. You're good.
We will recommend, but we will never tell you what to take. My phone's ringing.
We'll wait for this copyrighted song to end before continuing.
Stop.
That was not pod safe.
Well, that
I was hoping that Pretty Diddy would have relevance.
Sonny! Okay.
Okay, can I?
Go ahead, Ricky.
I have a number of friends that I have become very, very close to and later met, and in some cases I've become closer to those people than... Sorry, I got a message that I couldn't shut up. Where was I?
Closer to people.
Oh.
I admit I have fixed feelings.
Relax.
I admit I have mixed feelings about the whole centralized storage model.
Yeah, I like how this thing... Sorry, go ahead.
Another cool thing I didn't know about, you can actually... I never thought about doing this. Create a buffer for q-audio.net to see every audio posting that's out there.
Yeah, you can come across some very interesting stuff. Sometimes you may want to skip past some of that very quickly, but sometimes you actually do get some posts that are worth your time to listen to, such as one of these that was posted. Wait a minute, I'm confused. That wasn't, there wasn't a Kim's Q audio post posted? Never mind.
Okay. Radio edit.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. And now, the entity that regulates that, Department of Justice, now wants to wait until 2013.
Yeah, basically... yeah, basically that.
Oh, what do you got here?
This is Derek Lane from the 2011 ACB Net. No, wrong. Not yet. That's somebody else.
You got yourself a Saratech outtake.
That's what I thought.
At the end of the year.
This is the first NFB one I've been to. Old habits. Crap.
Nice. Jason, what did you guys get in?
That's awesome.
Saturday.
Oh, all right, let's do this one again.
Spent the 4th of July. Yep.
That's awesome.
That rocks. Okay.
You gotta get here till
if I can say this with a straight face now, right?
All right.
Okay.
Get Roger be quiet there.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the 2011 NFB National Convention, this is Derek Lane representing Saratalk on the floor with AT guys. So, speaking of settings and the screen reader and the GPS, can you get it powered up and make it talk for us?
I'm so sorry. The battery's out on this one right now. It's using Ivona, though, which is some really good speech. I can let you hear it on my phone.
Okay.
If you're, see, it's kind of noisy in here, but
it's all right.
Whoops, my phone's dead too. Ah, crap.
Do you want to do take two of the demonstration part tomorrow? I'll be around all day.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
What's a good time tomorrow? Yeah.
Not that I know of. Yeah, pretty much any time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
You gonna bring some candy tomorrow?
Some candy?
Yeah.
Why not? We can get the snack pack over there.
Yeah, right? They got them 2 for $10.
Oh, good.
All right, so we'll just stick what's going to happen tomorrow in the middle of this.
All right.
So that's cool. In addition to the Braille Plus 18, what else are you guys showing at convention? Be it old or new? Or?
Well, we just released version 5 of the Bookport Plus firmware, which includes support for streaming web radio stations.
Which reminds me, the Bookport Plus is something else we could talk about and perhaps demonstrate as well.
Sure could.
Okay. Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah, you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it now. We don't have time.
Oh, different reason though.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
The battery's up on the book port.
Oh, right on. Okay, but we just don't have time today.
Well, also at convention this year, Code Factory has announced the release of 2 standalone apps for the Android OS. One of them is the web browser, which used to be included in the mobile accessibility suite of apps, and still is actually, but if you don't want to purchase mobile accessibility suite in its entirety, then you can just get the standalone browser. They've made some improvements such that you can now choose this browser as the default browser if you like. The other standalone app that they have released is an accessible music player. And it's for $5.95, I believe. But here's one thing I was not clear on, and perhaps, Joe, you being the Android guru, you can fill us in on this. Is the music player now included as part of the mobile accessibility suite, so you get that if you buy the whole thing, or is it an add-on regardless of what other Code Factory products you have?
You know, that's a great question, and we're going to have to make one hell of an edit because I don't think it is.
Okay.
No, I don't think it is.
well, then...
But why don't you redo
that? But the web browser is $19.99, right?
Yeah, I think it's a separate thing altogether because I don't think it's in... It wasn't in the last beta, so I think it's a standalone.
Well, that's all right.
Maybe just cut that whole part out. And then, Joe, what was the announcement yesterday of a release of 1.4? Was that for the browser or what?
Yeah, it's MA updated to 1.4, Mike Arrigo said last night in chat. And I don't even think that's been announced to the beta list because I was shocked when he said it last night.
Well, it's on Twitter, so if it was on Twitter, it has to be real.
It has to be true.
It has to be true.
I saw it. It was on Twitter. 140 characters, do not lie.
That's
right. That is definitely a outtake.
life hacker.
Right, so you...
Let Ricky do the intro on that one, Michael. Go for it.
Okay. Life Hacker gives us an article for how to turn your lovely little netbook into the equivalent of a Chromebook.
The new Sony handheld is going to be on AT&T, so it's going to be very interesting to see where Sony goes with that. And of course, with Verizon... I was giving a pause there. 3, 2, 1... And with Verizon, Skype is on your phone in some cases, whether you want it or not. But they've got to get Lee Majors as an ad campaign. Once when this is ready to go, you know, just like you have Lindsay Wagner on board for the adjustable beds, you know, the sleep number beds, you got to get Lee Majors for these things. Because once when they get to mass marketing, it's just not going to make much sense without the Bionic Man there.
The Bionic Blink. Oh, no, I didn't say that. No, you didn't. No. I know, we might want to scrap that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's edit that part.
Yeah, that's an end of the year thing there, Patrick. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
That's definitely another outtake. And it would have been a hell of a title.
But
yeah.
No.
So that's something to keep in mind. They're seeing a dramatic increase of phishing via Google spreadsheets.
My, oh, my.
Well, it's serotalk.com.
Yep, go ahead. Go.
At serotalk.com, we provide a link to Gmail Basic. Welcome to Serotalk Podcast 73 for August 1st, 2011. This is Michael Off.
I'm Ricky Anger.
And I'm Joe Steinkamp.
Well, 2000 International Da Vinci Awards, recognizing adaptive and assistive technology. Why don't we skip that story? The deadline was July 31st.
Oh, was it? Oopsie. Yeah, you're right. It was.
Yeah.
We won the Da Vinci Award 1 year. I don't remember which year, but we shall skip that. Right. Dan talks about how he became a food critic and sort of what goes into doing that. And, you know, a lot of times people have interrupting phone calls, which totally change the flow of a podcast.
What an outtake moment.
Okay, I don't even know where I was.
You were talking about giant lobster roll.
Right. Let me just do that again, because I don't even know where I was. Well, have you ever been in a hurry to walk out the door and get home as quickly as you can, or maybe the building's on fire and you really need to shut your Mac down? Hopefully the building is not on fire, but whatever the case, you can either reboot or shut down your Mac quickly with a couple of keystrokes. If you're looking to reboot the Mac, then just press Command, Control, Escape. If you want to just
it's eject. You said escape. You said escape. It's eject.
Eject puts it to sleep, doesn't it?
No, it is eject.
Command, Shift, Command, Control, Eject restarts it. I do it all the
command,
time.
Command, Control, Eject. I thought that's what I said. Oh, well.
Well, let's just scrap it and try again.
All right.
There we go.
Maybe I misheard you. I don't know, but.
I don't understand the words coming out of my mouth. Okay, exactly. Well, speaking of audio description, we have a resource that collects some information about audio-described theater and films and video, and it talks about how some theaters...
hey, Ricky, you're popping, and your Fs are catching, too, so I don't know if you want to play with mic placement and just
I've moved
redo
it back
whole
just
story.
A bit. Am I still okay? Yeah,
Peter
I'll
Piper.
Redo the whole story, but Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
A little. Can you go over? Can you talk above?
Yeah,
Peter Piper.
Something about prickly pears and pets and.
It's a little better. Well, I'll let Patrick weigh in on that, but
let's do that.
With his plosive filter.
What's that?
With his popping plosives filter, yes.
Yes, am I popping profusely now?
That's much better.
Okay, so the idea of having, you know, computer-aided image recognition to do this sort of thing is really exciting.
Need the door closed, I'm recording.
Now, I don't have one of these devices. I have several apps on my iOS device that will do a similar thing. But is there anything like this for Android?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Hold on, me. Let me correct you here. Well, this is actually a physical handheld device that, in addition to the 1,000 variants of color, also has a clock, timer, calculator, thermometer, and three games.
One of the things about the apps, well, first of all, the accessibility apps like TalkBack and, you know, first of all, you know, I can't talk.
Give yourself a 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. First of all, the accessibility apps such as TalkBack, Spiel, Mobile Accessibility. Accessibility?
Not a problem.
I think JJ's not drinking Dr. Pepper.
He's all wrapped up about idea. Google TV. He's excited.
Hey! Google TV! Check it out!
Hello, Pete Bosley.
3, 2, 1. First of all, the accessibility solutions, TalkBack, Spiel, Mobile Accessibility, there's no reason why those can't be ported over to Google TV.
You know, we've got a lot of talking done already about what's going on in the news, but what really drives the phone is applications. And in the show, we're going to actually take some time out and look at different applications that are available right now through the Google market. And up front, we're going to have Anna talking about the Keyboard Tutor. We'll throw to that now.
The Keyboard Tutor is an excellent app. What it does is put your phone in.
Oh, sweetie, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. That's just a wrap.
No, I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good.
Because you recorded it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, at this point, I can recite it, baby.
So we'll do that.
What, hold on a second. I need to pull that plug. Sorry.
Hey, I have a question for that Android show, and Quasimunsa, you're on the air.
Okay. The president of Perkins School for the Blind, Stephen Rothstein, responded to a recent address to Congress that Obama made, and Obama was talking about the 9.1% jobless rate in the U.S. Wow, I think I just had a speech malfunction there. Okay.
The first thing about this device, excuse me, the first thing about this, damn, dude.
This was interesting. The people most likely to choose their phone over a lover are users of the iPhone.
Yeah, now that's weird. I can't quite figure out why that is. And it was also stated that iPhone users generally think that other iPhone users would be the best companions. Now, I have to wonder, though, how many of this 33% of people actually have a choice to begin with? You know, sure, I'll give up that. It's not happening for me anyway, so no big deal to drop that for a while. You know, how many of them have a choice and how many of them really do enjoy one or the other and have an opportunity at both on a regular basis?
For full disclosure, I am the Android person on the panel. Just getting that out there, just saying.
Well, yeah, because it said Android folks prefer other Android lovers as well. However, that didn't carry over to RIM, so here's one for the outtake for the end of the year. Apparently, folks who use RIM don't want a partner using RIM. I guess they can't appreciate a good RIM job. Oh.
Yeah, that will be edited.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my. BlackBerry users.
I don't know what to say to top that.
That will be edited. BlackBerry users, yeah, never mind.
Now, for the public, BlackBerry users really don't care, don't want a BlackBerry partner. Not only is no user interaction required, there's no toolbars, there's no junkware. It's a great program. I mean, I love Nynite. I recommend that to everyone. They've actually come out with a... Because I wonder, well, how do they drive revenue? I guess they do really from, you know, corporations doing mass installs. But they've actually come out with a program, if this is something you want, that you can update over 92 different programs, does it all seamlessly in the background. So if it's worth $24.95 for you to do that, you can check it out. Or if nothing else, just take advantage of the great free service at NINITE.com. If you use Dropbox, please know there are at least 4 other services that do the same thing. And you can read more about that over at SeroTalk.com.
Can you guys hear my dog barking.
I was wondering what the hell that was.
That is not my stomach.
I was like, is she trying to throw up? What's going on over there?
No.
Okay.
It's my dog over here going.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Now that's why we have separate soundtracks, so it's all good. But I didn't hear it.
No, I was listening to it and getting distracted, and I totally didn't hear you read that last story because I was like trying to figure out what the hell was going on at Ricky's place.
What is that?
Okay.
I think I'm about to blast off into space. This jolt is like
space.
I'm not going to sleep for 6 days.
This is why we did it at the end of the day.
You want to take Concert in the Dark? Did you read that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've read them all. I just...
Oh, another dead soldier. Can.
That wasn't mine.
Who's drinking 40s? Hey.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. I just had a something other.
Who's it? What's it?
Ah, stop it. It's a page that's refreshing over and over.
I hate those.
Windows wants you to update now. Windows wants you to update. Hey, update Windows. You should update Windows.
You can update Windows, right?
Yeah, you should update Windows.
Yeah.
You have 15 minutes. You should update Windows.
Update. Update into space.
That's right. Space. You ran out of drive space.
Finally, we're a family again.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
We don't know that yet.
Before we jump,
right?
Okay, so there's things
we don't know because it's out, because it's not out to like November 21st, right?
The Michael,
yeah. So before we jump into,
space to breathe, there, dog.
the prices that you 3, 2,
shame on you and shame on Amazon.
And that's our title.
I don't think that. Oh, there you go. Shame on you and shame on Amazon.
This week, AI Squared announced that they are going to be selling a new handheld video magnifier called the I Love You. You can go check out the spelling of that. Joe, do you have any particular thoughts on this device?
I've not had an opportunity to really spend any time with one yet. I do know some people who are supposed to be getting one, and I don't really want to make a comment yet by just looking on a website. So I kind of want to hold on and feel it and... 3, 2... Yeah, I know. I caught what I said.
I'm rubbing my knob and...
Well, the problem is the I love you. It really could go wrong. It just...
Oh, very.
In 3, 2... That's an individual taste. That's, am I willing to... blow my upgrade for it on my contract. But as for buying it out of contract and you're a 4, I don't see a big compelling reason here. It might be worth it to hang on 6 months because the 4 is a great phone.
Yeah, the 4 is a great phone. And speaking of great phones...
that is going to be the ultimate outtake right there.
Go away.
So they've really taken accessibility to a whole new level. The accessibility center, or the I forget what it's called now, the ease of access center, has been completely revamped to cover all kinds of different disabilities.
Here, let's redo that. You just gave it a Microsoft term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just call it the accessibility settings area
under general settings. There you go.
Okay. Gotcha.
So give yourself a 3, 2, 1 and come back into that.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
The thing I thought was interesting about Siri is that it's using Wolfram Alpha. 3, 2. The thing I thought was interesting about Siri is that it's using Wolfram Alpha. I can't say alpha.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Wolfram Alpha.
Alpha. Wolfram. I want to say Moonbase Alpha for obvious Space 1999 reasons, but 3, 2.
Lion 10.7.2 has been released, and iTunes 10.5 has been released in prep for iOS 5 and iCloud. iWork as well has gotten an update for iCloud support.
See, she takes on the big list and she starts coughing. I knew that was going to happen.
Right.
That
was,
We are still looking after a few great suggestions, but still looking, have a few weeks left, for a new name for the Serotalk Tech Chat. And after Patrick dumps the promo in there, we'll come back and say...
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Wait. Now 3.
That was perfectly timed.
Yeah. Yeah, really. That's an outtake. When we come back, we'll talk about some Apple stuff and touch screens and wireless devices. And hold on. When we come back, let's talk about app.
Speed it up. Speed it up, bro.
Well, I'm just trying to. I had to look down the articles. That lawnmower's. I can't believe you can't hear it. It's right outside.
You want to wait for a second? Let it pause by?
I'm just looking down here. When we come back.
Coming up next, Amazon Kindle under fire from the blind community, right here on the Serotalk podcast.
All right. Serotalk Coughcast.
Yeah, Serotalk.
We'd also like for you to go to iTunes and rate the podcast over there. It's really important for you to do that. It would really help us a lot, and we would really appreciate it. Coming up next, we visit with Mike Calvo on his new book.
Cloudy with the Chains of Prophets.
Ooh, thank you. Oh my gosh, that's going to awesome. Be awesome. Disclaimer, that book? Must go into the outtake.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. Hang on. I'm not going to do that again. All right. Coming up next, we visit with Mike Calvo about his new book, Cloudy with a Chance of Prophets, You, Me, and the Cloud That Binds Us, right here on the Serotalk podcast. Coming up after the break, news and assistive technology for this week, and your emails, right here on the Serotalk podcast. Let me do that again. That was pretty rough. 3, 2. Coming up after the break, news and assistive... Dang. 3, 2. Coming up after the break, news and assistive... I'm cool. 3.
Understand two. That I actually just back coming up and after type the break, in third try, then fourth try. So just so you know. It's,
yeah,
we're going
go.
To 11.
Okay. So... No. Okay. 3, 2. Coming up after the break... News in assistive technology for this week and the mailbag right here on the Serotalk Podcast Network.
You really thought we were going to 11.
We didn't.
All right. Coming up after the break, Google, Amazon, and Apple duke it out as far as music services, the mailbag, and more right here on the Serotalk Podcast.
And you guys we're want me back? To get out of here?
No.
It's up to you, not bro. As far as I'm you concerned. Can hang if you want. You still got to do your speaker part.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay.
Shoot. We'll blow through it. Why? You got to you bumping a bit into time?
No. I'm just
because
I'm
I can message of, you when we're ready.
No, I'm just thinking about, you know, I drag this thing down sometimes with my freaking long monologues, so.
Well, if we don't do a speaker thing, then a 2-hour podcast is fine.
Too bad. Goodbye. I'll sit here and wait my turn.
All right, hold on. Let me make a note here. Okay, note for the multi MULT ends by Joe. Just so you guys know, I do take responsibility for when I screw up in the podcast rather than just blaming you in the notes.
Coming up after the break. Carrier IQ gets transparent and questions about Facebook and privacy? Let's try that again.
This whole episode is going to be nothing but one outtake.
Good outtakes on this one. Giving Patrick some fodder here for the end of the year.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1. Well, Mike Calvo has dropped by to visit with us today, and we're going to talk about a book. Not just any book, but a book that you have written. Greetings again, Mike.
Hey there. How are you?
Doing great. I've had a chance to read the book. It's quite a good read. It's not a long read, so anyone who likes to read but you're not sure you're going to have time, you have time for this one. It's easily read. At the beginning of the book, Mike, you talk about
you may want to mention the name of the book. Just saying.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. Okay. Let's just start that over from the very beginning. 3, 2, 1.
I've tentatively titled this segment Under the Covers, as in covers of books.
Or B Between the covers.
Or between the covers?
Or something.
Well, let's do the...
That's what you had in the show notes. I don't know.
I know. I screwed it
don't
up.
Don't ask me. I just work here.
JJ is faxing his rear end.
I'm pulling out this email. Hold on a second here.
Okay.
Live from 3, 2,
you sound like you're on the front lines, JJ. What's going on there in Afghanistan?
How long is this email?
Shorter than listening to...
Edit.
He's a great guy. A very knowledgeable guy.
He just filled 2 pages.
He's a very, very intelligent guy.
I see why you
guy.
Want to post on the website.
One of the features of the Eyes-Free Shell is that you can do a simple voice search. So if you stroke to the 9 position, the phone clicks softly and you can say something like 2 plus 3, and the phone will say 8. Or it'll, if you
Wait,
want...
What?
Wait a minute. That sounds sorry. Like a bug. That sounds like a bug. 2 plus 3 and you'll come out with hopefully 5. Hopefully.
Anna is on cold medicine. Anna has no clue. I'm sorry.
Do that. Right.
But you can also ask it things like, what is the weather in Austin?
You can say,
and it'll do things. Yeah.
Right. You can say, oh, let's try this again. You can downstroke to the 9 position and ask it 2 plus 3 and it'll say 5.
And I want to say that we've gotten, like, again, some fantastic and incredibly long emails, so we won't read the entire email here out on the show. But JJ, you want to take on a little bit of what we got in?
I do. Now, where did that face paper go?
Oh.
Do you have that half a ream, that tree of paper that...
Wait. Oh, this is backwards. That's why I can't read it that way. No. What?
Braille dyslexia. It's a terrible affliction. Yeah. Donate now.
What did I want? There was...
You too could help someone who is reading backwards for just pennies a day, or perhaps a Braille coin. Sorry.
iOS 5.0.1. Apple Incorporated. 39.2 megabytes.
39.2.
The chattering iPhones, that's funny. Or it's like 2 of them going at once. That's hilarious.
Where's the button?
It's like they're talking to each other or something.
You should have seen our dueling GPSs.
Terms and conditions.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, thank you.
The iPhone convention.
This will be fun. I'll download and install. Let's let my phone update while I owe terms and conditions, you bastard.
Come back, voiceover.
And why are you now like...
It crashed!
Yeah, mine did too, on the terms and conditions thingy.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, terms... Wow. VoiceOver just kind of choked for like a while.
It did.
And I can't flick to I agree wherever it may be. Okay. Well, let's let VoiceOver undie again. 10:56 a.m. Status bar item. Wake up.
It just totally chokes and I can see it.
Yeah, just let it sit there. It'll unbuffer or un-whatever. And then you'll have to...
I crashed it twice.
Yeah. Live on our podcast.
Ooh, it just crashed.
VoiceOver crashes. Actually, my iPod's in the other room.
Yeah, closed.
I don't have it. It's not close.
Let's try this.
There is a new update to iOS 5 out as we record this. And there is a link... to attack
attack access
attack access weekly. 3, 2, 1.
We talked about music just a little bit ago.
Are we gonna move over to my thing?
I was really gonna say
yeah, we were just about to throw 3, okay. 2.
that Jawbone has put out a really nice product for what it is in the Jambox, but it is not in the same league, nowhere near the same league in my opinion, and it's $100 less than this Bose product. They're different. They serve different purposes. I think it's a great product. Hold on, I'm recording. I'll be right there. I'm going to wrap it up now. Okay, I understand, but I'm recording. I'll wrap it up in a minute. I'm busy in here. Anyway, no, I'm kidding.
Occupado. You know, 90% of the employment that I worked with over the last 10 years when I was with the Division for Blind Services in Texas, there were no Macs unless you were a music user or someone in art or someone who had a self, you were self-employed. And right. If you want to go work at IRS or if you want to go work somewhere else, you had to know the Mac. I mean, excuse me, 3, 2. And if you wanted to go work somewhere like IRS or Social Security, you had to know Windows.
And to kind of put us in the holiday mood, not a rather bizarre article, in my opinion, a couple is ordered to swap Facebook passwords in a divorce case, which actually violates Facebook's terms of service. Stephen Gallion found some posts from his wife, Courtney, regarding their children, her feelings about them, and which might question her ability to take care of them. So the judge said they had to swap passwords. Apparently, they couldn't actually view each other's posts. This, I guess, is more for maybe the lawyers to look at. I need to actually probably
that
should
makes
not
sense.
Go quite
no,
into that
makes sense because there still would be maybe some vitriol between the couple. You know, it's funny. We have another link here about Facebook and divorces. You know, it seems to also happen around class reunions, believe it or not. There's a shocker. And, wow. You know, it's the world we live in. You know, it's yeah. Kind of funny that technology has worked its way into our social consciousness in this way. My wife loves Facebook, and it is just so not the thing that I want to play with, not just for inaccessibility, but just because it seems like every other day there's an update to Facebook. Hey, did you hear the security thing changed? Oh, did you hear there's a ticker now? Hey, did you hear that? You know, and I think we've expressed that once or twice on the podcast, perhaps. But the funny thing here is just the way that we're becoming more connected. My brother called me out of nowhere and asked me about Twitter. Because the iPhone 4S had Twitter built into it. And now I can't say anything bad about my brother anymore because he follows me on Twitter. You know, you have to be careful in this day of age of connectivity. You know, we could go on right now and say some bad things about Ricky because she's sick. And now we won't, of course. But, you know.
But she won't listen to the podcast on that, you know.
No, probably not. She never listens.
She probably won't listen to it at all.
Absolutely not. She'll never have any criticism. You know, Ricky, she's so positive and always
right.
– no,
right.
I'm kidding. So, you know, with Facebook in California, especially citing as 50% of divorces are cited now as being part of Facebook, you know, I guess you would have to kind of change yourself. There's a great South Park episode. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Jamie, called You Have Zero Friends. And it has one of the boys not wanting to be bothered with Facebook, but his dad comes by and goes, so you're going to friend me? And he's like, Dad, I don't want to get into this. And he's like, but that doesn't mean you couldn't friend me. You know, it's like, okay, Dad, I'll friend you. And he goes, yeah, you know, it only takes 2 seconds. Yeah, I'll get to it. So you don't have 2 seconds? You know, it's weird how that economy works, but that's really interesting. There was nowhere to go on this, Jamie.
No, there's not. Is there? It's absolutely no way to end this at all.
let's cut that whole damn thing out.
Oh my goodness!
So let's just leave it with NFB Austin, and I'll delete those. Holy crap! I just pulled a Seinfeld. I talked 5 minutes about nothing. And made one of the best outtakes ever.
Indeed.
We also have another article, Last Christmas for Tax-Free Internet Shipping. Apparently, brick-and-mortar stores... Say that again.
Internet shopping, not shipping.
Okay. Yeah, okay. 3,
yeah,
2.
Yeah, restart.
3, 2.
The internet is just too powerful, and there are too many ways to make that happen. And then... streams.
Oh, that happened again.
Yeah, I heard. I heard. I heard it. I heard it.
Okay.
And three, two. It happens a lot when people use the term accessibility. You know, it's accessibility to one portion of the disabled. Okay, Lisa. All right. All right. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got that and my phone. How nice.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. Three, two, stop talking. Thank you. Bring her 80%. I don't need to know that. All right. Three, two. It happens a lot when people define accessibility in ooh, no, I was about to say narrow terms. Wait. Three, two. It happens a lot sometimes when we tend to think of accessibility in one way versus another. You know, I understand that accessibility is what means for you to access. That may... Sorry, Patrick. Okay.
Now all we need is Mike's old circus ringtone going off.
Exactly. Three.
To. Disney web accessibility. There's a lawsuit that has been filed, and it's being settled out of court. Three women from the states of California and Kansas filed a suit because it's not possible to make reservations and download tickets electronically. There aren't a lot of details about the settlement right now. Apparently, some details will be coming later. But there were kind of some mixed feelings about this. There were some people that really wanted the publicity out there about the need for accessibility, and for this major company to be in court discussing this would have definitely garnered a lot of publicity. But it appears that that's not to be, at least at this time.
Oh, by the way, I did bite my tongue because I was going to jump in on the Disney story and say, oh, wow, they pulled the lawsuit out of line just like they pull blind people out of line for rides at Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
But I held back. Okay.
Okay, off we go. Yeah, so it's one of those things that, like, it's on my list of things that I want to know about, but I didn't consume it at the time.
Well, the cool thing is that since you guys are new to it, there's a podcast out there from the guys who did the Save Farscape campaign, the Scaper Chronicles, which is a husband and wife who are, well, I assume they're husband and wife. I'm good. I hate to assume this situation, but wait, two, three. Three, two, one.
I am a big coffee drinker, as for anybody will know from following me on Twitter. I'm not really a big soda guy, and I usually go to coffee a lot of the times, and I tried a pumpkin spice latte and the both iced and heated versions, as well as the frap from Star Trek.
So we tried pumpkin in November. How do you guys feel about peppermint in December? It's Christmas. It's that time of year.
Well, hang on. This okay. is November.
Oh, sorry. Three. So we tried pumpkin in November.
October.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Sorry. Three, two. You know, defining a screen reader, we have a post up this week that came out from the Saratech blog. Ricky, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, this is a post written by Mike Calvo, and the title of the post is... oh, crap, I don't remember. Hang on.
Can Jamie, you want me to throw it to Jamie instead?
No,
Jamie,
I can take it.
I don't remember the title either. Oops.
Okay.
It just seemed like a natural transition.
It was awesome. No,
it is. It absolutely
it was great.
Is.
It's not very likely. In fact, I'm sure Apple will never pull iBlink from their app store, but occasionally they do. And we have an article in our show notes about
stop,
what you
stop.
Can do.
Redo that. Redo. Occasionally they redo what? They occasionally pull iBlink wait.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that so came off really wrong. So scrap that and 3, 2, 1 it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1
It changes the behavior of how I've been using this app for almost a year now. And that threw me too because, thank you, dog.
American Airlines is the first airline to get this approved for iPads to be used in the cockpit. Three, two. All right.
Okay. All right. And then remember to close down your Dropboxes.
Oh, well, mine stays open, but nobody's sending me anything, so.
Yeah.
I send you stuff.
Not right now, you don't, because if you did, you'd be going, I send stuff.
That's about as good as a Cylon as anybody can do.
Yeah.
AFB's senior holiday guide is out for family members of people with vision loss, and there are several good tips in there. They certainly have some tips for low vision users, talking about contrast and that sort of thing. I'm sure Joe can have a lot more to say about that.
How do you feel, Joe, about the...
Sorry, I was off somewhere else. Go ahead.
That's okay.
And so the simple act of turning lights off and having a Christmas tree with varying lights can change the way that you've memorized the room. You can have lots of little knickknacks all over the place that you didn't realize that your loved one has put out there. So your Coca-Cola, your Coca-Cola polar bear's collection. Dog, I'm going to kill you. Your 3, 2, 1 your Coca-Cola polar bear collection could you know, that it's been handed down generation after generation, could be squished. So as a follow-up to our interview from last month, there's been an update to the app Voice that we had talked about with seeing with sound. Good Lord, let me eat that again.
Peter Meyer is what you're.
Thank you.
What you're going after.
3, 2. Well, in a follow-up to last month's episode, there is an update to the Voice application from Peter Myers, and you definitely want to check last month's episode to hear how that interview went.
Meyer.
Thank you. Mike Myers, right? There you go.
Yeah.
And it's the Voice for Android. That's his official
Voice for
name.
Android. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 3, 2.
Let me follow up on that quickly. The mobile accessibility app, you went more with the iOS technique of double tapping to open items, where the Google framework does a single tap. So are you going to change to match that, or are you going to just leave it where it is?
That's, you know, just this morning I was...
I wonder if you can hear us. Hold on a second.
Okay. So he died.
Did he die? No, he's still talking.
It's just very hard to hear.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on, Edward. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's not on my end.
Oh, no.
Maybe a new call?
We were hearing him, but it was like in the background.
I didn't do it.
Oh, maybe his mic cut out or
something. Yeah, it looks that way. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm there you are.
Oh, yay.
Or maybe not.
Hello, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, that's much better.
What happened?
We gotta bring him back up.
He's quiet. He was almost maxed out on the board. You're really quiet.
Am I?
You are.
Your volume went way down.
Really? A lot. Edward. Like almost all the way.
Really? I didn't change anything on my...
That's Skype for you.
All right, so what can we do? Can you try to bring your volume up?
Again? Yeah, let's try calling him again.
Yeah, you might as well. Okay. I don't know if I'll do anything, but... Otherwise, try bringing your volume up.
Okay.
See, it's been a while since I've used Skype. I don't know how to hang up.
I can have
you. Okay, cool. There he goes. Okay. Let's see about that.
Hello?
The ring is loud.
There we go.
Hello? Oh, very good. Yay.
Is it better now?
Yay. Yeah, we got it all
working. Yes.
I promise I didn't do anything.
I didn't do it either.
You both are claiming that, so I'm just like, you know, I can't do anything.
I didn't do it either. I was over there across the room, and I'm like, wait a minute, where'd he go?
All right. We're okay. Basically going to have to redo the ice cream sandwich question, so we'll just start from there.
Okay, yeah.
All right. You ready, Patrick?
Yeah, we're good.
So this is nothing new. I think the issue that a lot of people are kind of upset about is that this was all kind of cloak and dagger. No one really knew about it. And if they had read deeply enough into the agreements that pop up when they set their phones up or anything like that, I'm sure there's language in there that says... Yeah. I mean, obviously, not too many folks read those. In fact, I know a couple of attorneys, and I've asked them, do you read those agreements? I mean, come on, don't bullshit me. I guess I can't say that. Don't lie to me, you know. I know you guys don't read those. And they said, no, we don't actually read the whole thing either. We just assume, you know, the worst. So, you know, if all I need to do on vacation is look at my email and check Facebook every once in a while, then fine. But that's not the way I compute. So, that's just my opinion. Next, we're talking about... Sorry, I cut you off there.
Oh, I just said that. I think that's very reasonable.
Next, we're going to talk about...
Derek's life really fun.
Yeah, he's hating us right now.
Victim of delay. I love it.
Awesome.
Well, I'll count to three, okay. Say victim of delay, and I'll wait for all that to catch up in 5 minutes.
So how about them Beatles?
How about that?
How about indeed?
The animated Beatles Yellow Submarine hits iBooks for free. Now that's...
I haven't gotten it yet, but I hear it's accessible.
I heard the same thing.
Should be.
Well, nah. Hopefully. That's not always a given per se.
Well, no, especially with animation and lots of extras type things. Now, if it was just a straight text like many iBooks are, certainly not all. Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason it shouldn't be, but apparently there are extra thingies in here and
extra thingies
and that the extra thingies are also accessible is pretty cool.
Do you want the extra thingies comment left in there?
Because no, we'll leave it in there.
Okay, because it's very informal, and I like that to a point. Because if it was so, you know, stuffy as to be boring, I could just see all these extra thingies.
We're leaving it. You're gonna have to take around. You're gonna have to take my bullshit conversation.
Episode 2: Extra Thingies.
Okay.
I'm for it. All right.
Okay. On a more serious note, I think this is exciting, especially
still
for.
Still laughing. Hang on. I'm sorry. In all seriousness. On a more serious
okay,
note.
I'm okay, I'm sorry.
We're still laughing. So, on a more serious note.
Right. So give it 3, 2, 1 when you're ready.
Right.
The fact that they're coming out with this is exciting to me and hopefully people in our generation and our parents' generation. Yellow Submarine was something that my dad really likes. And I've never seen the movie, but I'm hoping that maybe... the iBook will kind of open my eyes as to what the movie was like, and I love the song, so
it
should
song's
be
awesome.
An interesting experience.
I just remember as I was growing up, I'd hear the song on the radio, and my parents just loved this song, and I just couldn't understand, like, you know, who cares about this stupid yellow submarine? And so I kind of always... kind of always went like that.
Peter, it's because you've never done LSD. You just don't, you can't, you know, I don't know. No, that's
I've never done LSD.
I was going to say, so you've done LSD?
I have not. But I find the music hilarious because I can picture in my head Ringo coming up with this song in the middle of it.
I don't know how much of that's going to make it through the editing.
Steve Jobs did a lot of LSD, is so that book told me so.
Yeah, Derek, you don't have to talk about the fact that I'm bringing up drugs since it's probably a family.
Do we need a drugs disclaimer? I mean, like, there's probably an anti-drug thing in our list of PSAs.
She didn't say she had done any LSD. She said,
"Yeah, I'm not a drug user."
She's not admitting to a felony on the podcast.
I am not. No.
All right.
But you were saying that you couldn't understand the song, so go ahead.
All right, so shit.
You've got Pete all discomposed now.
Discomposed. Okay. I've never understood the song. Okay, that's all I can really say about it. Is I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to understand the song.
Then, if I'm not supposed to understand it, then why do they even? Okay, we're going on to the next story.
Moving right along. I mean, after all, every one of us has all he needs in a sky of blue and a sea of green.
You know, so. I've listened to enough Twit podcasts to know that this is not unusual. For all nerds right. and geeks to laugh about ridiculous things in a podcast.
So, about those books.
How about the stellars?
The iPad is making inroads into schools and colleges and... All right.
Pete is on LSD right now.
I wish I had
You're
that
not
as an
helping
excuse.
Joe.
All right, so we'll get this out of the system. We'll roll with this textbook thing real quick and play with it however you want. We'll just pop back in. We'll just
I will need a break edit. after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we'll get this through this block and we'll do that. Okay?
Okay.
We'll so roll the last PSA. Bit
education. Yep, next is PSA. In 3, 2
What the hell is that?
Derek, you son of a bitch. I was all composed until I heard that little drop that bloop.
You would have dropped in there,
so it was the little
okay.
one.
That was all that. Composed until Pete started laughing.
We'll be recording at midnight, so... deep breaths. Find
Pete.
Our center. Find our center.
No, it's all your fault, Joe.
There you go. Okay. So, textbooks in 3, 2.
So the iPad's finding its way into universities and other schools, and it's coming. It's coming apart.
You
hey
were
buddy,
doing so
do
well for 10
the
seconds.
Story?
Maybe I should.
Alina, you have to start this next one. I can't do it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Give us a countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1. So, it seems like textbooks might no longer be the way that we think about them.
Well, that's going to wrap up this week's news.
No. One more.
What'd I lose?
Hold on. I'll throw to it. Or follow us on Twitter and talk back to us at twitter.com/@Serotalk. Serotalk.
No, coming up after the break. No, wait. Repeat that because it's Serotalk. It's twitter.com/Serotalk. You can't put at in front. It's not.
Yeah. No, gotcha. You're right. I wasn't paying attention. So,
yeah. Repeat that.
Yep. 3, 2, or. Follow us or leave us a comment on Twitter. Follow us at www.com. 3, 2. Or leave us a comment. Or leave us a comment over at Twitter. You can find us over at www.twitter.com/Serotalk. That's Serotalk. You've made me self-conscious about audible books in the bathroom. You know.
No, see, that's okay. I mean, yeah, if you've got the device clipped to your belt, you're not touching it or anything. You got headphones on. There's no hand device interaction there, really. And
okay,
yeah,
no Siri
I think
in
that's
the bathroom.
Acceptable.
How's that? We'll just
that's,
come
that's
back.
That's just
to...
creepy.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap up Serotalk 82. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the third part in the fourth part
series on the MacBook Air with Mike Calvo. And
you just said third part of the fourth part.
I was going to let it go. I loved it.
It was, Two plus three.
No, that's awesome. No, go ahead and restart that. That's fine.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us on the now weekly Serotalk podcast. And stay tuned for additional offerings. Wait, why the hell did I say that?
I have no idea.
The tea has stopped functioning.
Your tongue at thumb.
Until next time, have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening and have a safe and happy holiday.
Ice cream sandwich.
Joe's going to go have one right now.
I think we skipped three news stories, but
that's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Did we really? What?
Yeah, there was the guide dog thingy and the
Buddy Holly.
We can go back.
Cell phones while
driving. No, we can go back.
No, I think we're fine.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
This podcast was produced, created, and edited by Patrick Perdue. With the assistance of Derek Lane.
A P&D audio production. Well,
I learned something new today. I learned to play with my knob.
Man. Okay.
We do have latency.